Did they ever come in and put any sort of rocks down the road?
Well, late years, did that? See, we had that San Pedro. Well, at first it was a gravel road. Yeah, and then later years, well, after they had the gravels on there, well, later years they paved it 5 miles. They call it five miles marked up here. 5 miles of paved into town. Well, on the other side, right up here, on out towards Anacoka, where it was still just old gravel. Uh-huh. But they had 5 miles paved for long many years, and then after so many years, well, they paid all the way 171, they numbered it and all like that late years, and paid on in Shreveport and other places. But it started out just about 5 miles out of Leesville, paid this way and the other way like that. And
now you say paved. Was it, what was it paved? What kind of road was it?
Well, that's concrete.
Concrete?
Yeah, you see, it was paved out with concrete. You know how to make up, you like to, they've got a machine now making up a road down here in Leesville now. Well, then at that time we didn't have no machines, but they just, you know, made up concrete just with old time ways. And but it paid that much out of Leesville. But after you get off that road 5 miles from Leesville, it's old gravel road, you know, just piled up gravel.
Do you have a tar road, any sort of tar road here?
No, we never did have just what you call. Now this tar road, what you see when you, right, what you come down there, that's all blacktop road we have had. We haven't had that too many years down here.
Okay.
And we haven't had that too many years. About, I don't know, maybe eight years or something, 10 years we had just blacktops. And then it stopped. No, I don't know, had that long, but it stopped right up here at the church. If you leave the church up here, you hit the dirt like the old time road. The road I was born with is right up there, just Holland Destin up there now. But you just got this paved from this church here, the old Anacoka church up here, to the main highway. That's all blacktop we got in this community.
Mm-hmm. What folks used to call that tight road, you know, a road maybe from a man's farm to the public road?
Well, I don't know, just they call it old country road mostly.
Yeah,
just, you know, old country rough road, you see.
Okay.
And
that was a road that went off from the public road?
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, just like going off in different sections, you know, out. Well, then that's what you call it, old country road.
Yeah. Something that led up to a man's house, like this road here leads up to your house.
Yeah, well, almost all of them kind of, roads like that, well, we used to have just, you know, get out there and make those roads up ourselves with a shovel. That's what, you know, in other words, more of what you call private country road. That's private going through here, you see. And that would be what you call private. But the main country road is right down there, where that mill out is, right down there, you see, where you come up.
Yeah.
But all these here, what you call a private road, where we made these roads up.
Yeah.
And of course, late years, as we got machines in here, well, they come all through here and keep it built up for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You call this a gap or a driveway or something like
that?
Yeah,
that's what you call a driveway through here.
Driveway.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And,
now, what about a place where your cattle used to walk?
Yeah, well, the cattle, I was raised up. But see, here lately we have this, what you call this, stock law now.
Uh-huh.
But all here was raised cattle, hogs, and the sheep and goats, and well, we just had all of these things right here. And but late years, well, then the people that could afford a pasture, they kept cattle on account of, you know, could keep them. But after the law passed that you couldn't let them travel on the highway,
yeah.
Well, a lot of folks didn't have enough land to make a pasture. Well, they had to sell out, you see,
uh-huh.
And all. And those that didn't, well, then they had to make their own pasture, and we still have some people here, a few around our community, they still have a few.